people. So, the opening, you will say, this is the book which is the root of the root of the root, which is something that some people will drink and will eat from it, some people will have fun with it, some people will have the joy, this is the root of everything, and blah, 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 blah. A very, in a simple way, if you're looking at it critically, it looks even arrogant. The level of exaggeration it puts there. Then, okay, you're ready if you read a book which is like that, and you have started with the heavy artillery to you and you. Then you will be surprised that he will start with a very simplest way of telling his story. A very normal one, in a magical way. The first 34 lines that we will not talk about, although we're always talking about that. For a long, long time, everybody claimed that those are the keys to understand the Masnavi. And I believe, yes, there is a little bit of exaggeration, but it's true. Those verses are completely different. Different in every way of looking at it. We talked about it last time that we are reading a symbolic language. That's why I emphasize about the language. This is a special universal language, symbolism, storytelling. To talk about something that you cannot talk. And he says, this is a subject that I cannot talk, but I'll try my best. And he refers to himself, you have paid at least this book. You see how enormous this is. This is one of his works. The poems, the ghazals, are several volumes. Inshallah, in recent future, you will see the volumes. And he believes that he is quieting down. And he called himself the nickname of Silent. In a lot of ghazals, he refers to himself as Silent. You know that this was a habit at the time. The poet will choose a nickname, a different name, and in the poem they call themselves that. The most famous poet in Iran is Hafez. Hafez means somebody who memorized something. The keeper, by memorizing Quran, they will become Hafez. He refers to himself as Silent, because he believes that this will not do. These are not the real talking. He wanted to transfer that magic. And I told you that I really sincerely believe that he was a great, great teacher to begin with. A part of his magical heart, a part of being a poet, part of being an educated fellow, a philosopher, and all of that. He's a very good teacher, he knows what he's doing. And I'm very grateful about that, because when I recovered this way of reading, when I started to look at it differently, then I realized why I was lost for so many years in this book. I started reading it, hearing about this book in real childhood. These were the stories. Winter time, when the parents are playing the media to entertain the children. How did this? Then at a very early age, I start to listen to the stories. Then study it. Then go to the masters of this and study it, and so on and so forth. This is up to when I get my PhD. persecution, I get out of the country. I'm totally lost. I knew a lot about this book. I could talk about some pages of this book for eternity. But altogether, I knew Rumi was a master, and he's very difficult to understand, and maybe my proof to myself was, look at me, I didn't understand the German. And I was not dumb. So, when I suddenly found another way to look at it, as a teacher, as a teaching guideline, then I realized that how marvelously he managed to organize whatever he wants to say. Even Nicholson will say that Masnavi does not have any order in it. It's confused. It's somehow messed up. Everybody will say that. And I disagree. Don't worry, I paid the price for that. Anyway, that he has created a very complicated but simple at the same time system to talk about this. Because he knew about the human intelligence and the way it could be organized. So he will start simple and he will finish very complicated. The worst book to teach and to learn and to talk about is book 5. Because in book 5 he tries to explain that unexplainable error that we call it bewilderment. Somewhere that your logic is not working anymore. That's what al-hayrat means. To wonder, to be astonished. Imagine a state of mind, they call it astonishment, and you want to talk about it logically. But at the beginning it's very simple. Now we have the book 1 in hand, and book 1 is separated from the rest of them by 2 years of sabbatical, vacation, something like that. So now we're talking about book 1, and book 1 is the simplest. Book 1 could be divided to 2 parts. First part, 8 stories, talks about what are you made of? What is the problem with us? What is missing? And in the second part, we will say, what could be done about it? Okay, if we agree on this only, which is not very difficult to understand, then the simplicity will be very obvious. We will identify 8 major stories in each half. Those major stories could be looked upon as one is bringing the subject on the table and the 7 will clarify the details, or the 7 first will prepare whatever reasons you need, and the 8 will be the conclusion. We hear about the humanity, what the humanity is all about, and what is the problem. Of course, if we agree upon the language, and that's what we have to talk about. Last time here, I have pronounced one word, I believe, very ridiculously, without realizing it, and someone had noticed without saying it. Please, if I pronounce a word in a way that you don't understand, just raise your hand. Because here, maybe I will choose one word to express something which is not the correct one.